Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight into the destiny, the call, and the purpose of God. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, for the glory of God in the earth. We are those people that God anoints to encourage others, to help bring people to know him, to salvation, and to be the light so that someone else will hold on. And we do this for the glory of God. We've been looking and studying about the believer's reward. We've been looking and studying about our overcoming faith and who we are in Christ Jesus. And today we're going to talk a little bit about our champion, Jesus Christ. We must always see God, see Christ as our champion. We must always know that he is a mighty warrior and that he has won the victory for us, that he has overcome everything that would ever try to overcome us. The Bible lets us know that all authority has been given to Christ in heaven and in earth. Christ has authority in heaven and in earth, and he will manifest his power when he returns with his glory and his splendor, but he has power now. He's given us power. He's delegated power unto us because God gave his authority to Jesus Christ, and Jesus gave us power so that we would have power over the enemy, that in the name of Jesus, they have to flee. Things have to change. There must be a release of his authority, his power in the earth. Jesus is sitting now in a position of authority and power. He is our great champion. He's redeemed our soul in peace from the battle that wages war against us. So he's already went ahead of us and settled the issue and settled it and made sure that the enemy knows that every time we call on the name of Jesus, every time we walk in faith, every time we associate, tie to, every time we speak about the cross and the victory of the cross, the finished work of the cross, we have peace. Jesus has already commanded that that battle that wages against us no longer can wage against us and win because he's already redeemed our soul in peace from this. He is the source of our faith. Our champion, Jesus, is the source of our faith. And as we trust in our omnipotent Lord, as we trust in our champion, we are reminded that we are moving, acting, and living in the great deliverance that God has given through his Son. That is our reminder. We are no longer bound. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We have victory in the name of Jesus. We overcome by our overcoming testimony in the name of Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lamb. And God has done on our behalf what we could never, ever do for ourselves. He has worked it out for us, and he will continue to work it out for us in the future. God is faithful, even in our distress. He comes through as the champion. He comes through as the great warrior. He comes through as the mighty redeemer. There is nothing in the universe or even in eternity. Think about that. There is nothing in the universe or even in eternity that could ever compare to God, that could ever defeat God, that could ever win over God. His glory and his beauty is uncompassing. It is so glorious. It's so much splendor in his glory that nothing compares to it. His power is unsearchable. His power is so great. There's nothing that can compare to the power of God. It is through the cross that Christ triumphed over the powers of this world. Christ disarmed principalities and powers. He disarmed the armies of the enemy. He disarmed the army of Satan. He disarmed the forces that came against us. He disarmed it for us, and he made a public spectacle of them and triumph over them. In other words, Jesus went down into the enemy's camp and basically made an open show, basically embarrassed him, took everything that he thought he had power and reign over from him, took the keys, and then led the people who were there out of their holding place. He led the saints of God out of their holding place and gave them good gifts, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The power that tried to oppose Christ could not oppose him. The power that tries to oppose you cannot oppose you, because Christ has already triumphed. He's already spoiled, disarmed principalities and powers for us, making a public spectacle of them, a public open show of them. Christ vanquished his foes and took away their weapons. Their weapons do not work against us. No weapon formed against us should ever prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, we shall openly condemn. God is going to openly condemn it, because Christ has already triumphed on our behalf. He is our great champion. He is our great king. He is our great high priest. He's reconciled all things unto himself. And what this means is that everyone will not know Jesus, because everybody's not going to come to know him. But what it means is that Christ has overthrown the damage and the effects of that damage by the fall of man. When Adam fell, everything that happened that was against us, Christ has gone in and he's changed it. And all of creation and all of the positions of that man was in that was an enemy against God, Christ has gone in and caused a relationship of peace and friendship to now be forged, because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And because of that, we have the victory. We have all of the victory that Christ has already won. God changed our relationship between him and us because of the cross, because of what our sins did, which separated us from, because of Jesus Christ. Now we've been reconciled. Christ took and imputed our sins on himself. He paid the price for us. And now that he's paid the price, we have been reconciled, and every blessing, every victory, every triumphant thing belongs to us. Jesus is the light of the world and the Savior of the world. Just like there's a physical light that lights up the world, Jesus is the spiritual light that lights up the world. And the light of the world that Jesus expresses cannot be hid, cannot be dispelled, cannot be stopped, cannot be damaged. It is an eternal light that will remain forever. He gives this light. This light exposes sin. It exposes darkness, but it gives light and life unto us. The victory that was hostile against the world and of the cross, basically when Jesus came, that victory that is hostile against the cross, hostile against God, hostile against his people, it cannot stop it. It can't stop our faith. It cannot stop. That hostility cannot stop, no matter how the enemy might try to kick up. He cannot stop the victory that came through the cross. He cannot stop the victory that comes in the name of the Lord and our champion. He cannot stop that. Our spiritual rebirth and regeneration provides victory over the world, which opposes our God, which hates our God. Our faith overcomes the world. Our faith is in Christ Jesus, and this is the faith, this is the victory that we have in him. This is a victory that we have received through Jesus Christ. The one who overcomes the world is the one who obeys God rather than following the expectations of the world. We do not follow the expectations of the world. We don't follow after the world. We pant and follow hard after God, after Christ, because of the victory that we have in him through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the cross. Our champion gives us hope. Our champion gives us life. Our champion gives us reassurance and victory that whatever we face, we're coming out on top, that whatever we face, we're coming out with victory. Isaiah 43:2 reminds us that when we pass through the waters, God is going to be with us. And when the rivers, we go through rivers, they will not overtake us. They will not overflow over on us. When we walk through the fire, we're not going to be burned or scorched, because we have victory in Christ Jesus, because we have victory in God. In other words, when you pass through and when I pass through my Red Sea, God is going to open up that water for us. We're going to pass through on dry land. When we go through that fiery place, if it's a Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, he's going to be right there with us in that fiery place, in that fiery furnace. And the pressures of life or the pressures of situations is not going to take us down, because we have confidence in the victory of the cross. We have confidence in our champion. We have confidence in what he's done for us. God will not allow us to go down. He has already overcome, and he will not allow the enemy to destroy us. We are going to come out with victory, because he's the saving strength of his anointed. He's the saving power. He's the sovereign power around us. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be dismayed. God is not marked. No matter where we find ourselves, if it's in the valley, he's going to be the lily of that valley. If it's in the desert, he's going to bring the water to refresh us. No matter where we find ourselves, our champion is going to be faithful to save us. Our champion is going to be faithful and mighty to bring a great victory to us in this world, in this life, and in the life to overcome. We don't have to fear. God is faithful to do all that he promised. He is the saving authority in our lives, and we can confidently trust that. We can confidently believe that. When we look at Revelation 6 and 2, this reminds us and tells us that not only do we have victory here, but we have the eternal victory, and every victory that Christ has, we have that victory too. Revelation 6 and 2 says, I looked, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it. And he who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. This lets us know this is our God. This is our King. He is going to conquer eternally over the enemy, over the principalities and power, over Satan and every dark thing. But he's also conquering now for us. He's already won the victory for us. We already have that victory in him through his blood, through the cross. And every time we call on the name of Jesus, every time we worship and adore him, every time we give him praise, every time we read his word by faith, that victory is assured in us by the power and the love of God, that God's word came in the form of love, and God's love through his son paid the penalty and the price and gave us victory that we never had. Our champion triumphed over the enemy, and every time we look at him, we are to look at him and give him glory for what he's triumphed over for us, what he's brought to us. It is in the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess in the earth, above the earth, and beneath it in the heavens. They're going to confess that Jesus is Lord, not just eternity, but right now. Things are bowing right now at the authority of Jesus Christ. Things are letting go and loosening itself from your life because you believe in the name of Jesus, in the victory of Jesus, in the victory of the cross. You believe in all that God has done, has already been settled and established. This is an eternal victory. We conquer, we rule, we reign, we overcome here, and even when we see him, we are still overcomers. No matter what we face, we are overcomers. Yet in all of this, all that we face, all that we go through, every fight, everything we go through, every persecution, everything we suffer, we are still more than conquerors, because our conqueror, our champion, has already triumphed for us. We will see the expected end of victory in everything that we put our hands to, everything that God has spoken, every word that we decree. We will see that, because that is already what God has already assigned to us, and it is ours. In the name of Jesus Christ, it belongs to us. Don't be dismayed. Don't back down. Don't let the enemy win, even in your mind. Align yourself with the will of God. Align yourself with the word of God, and watch God's sovereign power come down in a mighty way and bring you the victory. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know the victory is ours. Our champion is winning. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today, in the process of there where we're walking by faith and not by sight. We're decreeing the word of God. We have great success. Good success is on us, and we will only see the goodness of the Lord in spite of what else is going on and out there. In spite of what we face, we're going to see the goodness, the hand hand of the Lord in the land of the living in our life. We're going to see him perform great and mighty things because this is the season. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it and be glad. Have a wonderful worship weekend. Have a safe 4th of July, and know that God is in control regardless of what you see, what you hear, or what it looks like, because God is sovereignly moving by his spirit and power. Be blessed in Jesus' name.